Hi, my name is Kim. You're listening to Historia. Hi, y'all. It's been a while since I made my intro. And for the past months, I've been learning a lot about the podcast world. One thing I realized is that the intro sets the mood to all my listeners. So it's something I've done in the first part of my podcast, maybe first, second, third episodes. But as I moved forward, I kind of dropped it because, you know, I didn't feel like doing it, you know, so I really apologize for that. But yeah, it's something I realized later on. And I want to keep doing it in my future episodes. And also, one more thing. I also found out that engaging people on Twitter is fun. You know? And being a part of the podcast community is super amazing. So I just got on Twitter. And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, you can simply search me at Historia Podcast. So I'm really happy to follow you back and, you know, talk some stuff, connect with each other, right? Yeah, so today we will feature PV May Recabar, a unit manager at Sun Life Financial in Iloilo City, Philippines. We're gonna tackle about her life as a unit manager and as well her passion for free diving. So without further ado, let's jump into the show.
Oh, hello, hello, welcome again, good evening, welcome to this podcast. Yes.
Good day, good day.
All right. Yes, how are you doing, Pavey?
I just got home from a very, very busy day, so I'm sorry this started late.
That's totally fine.
And of
course, you've got the time.
Good day to everyone who are listening. I hope everyone is well and safe and healthy wherever they are right now. So it's for me it's a very trying time. I'm also experiencing what do you call this? The new normal. I'm not still into that gist. Pero forgot the word. Anyway, let's start. Whatever.
Yeah.
I can add value to everyone who are listening.
Right. We're adjusting in the middle of the pandemic. Yeah, that's right. All right, so maybe you can tell us who you are and what you do. Can you introduce a little bit about yourself, please?
I'm PV May Recabar. I'm an associate financial planner under the Registered Financial Planner of the Philippines. At the same time, I'm also working as a financial advisor and a unit manager under Sun Life Financial, and I'm currently based in Iloilo City. I've been working as a financial advisor for more than 4 years now, and I'm supervising or I'm handling a team of financial advisors for, I think, almost 2 years. And we're about to I'm also beyond my being a financial advisor, I'm also doing one of my hobbies is free diving, and I'm sure we're gonna talk about that also right now in this podcast. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with the activity, but I hope I can persuade some of your listeners, Kim, to try free diving also. It's one of the hobbies I have that I really, really am also passionate to do in my free time. So, yun.
Alright, got it. You know, Bevs, I don't know much about diving. I actually don't know how to swim, but really, I don't know how to swim. I just know how to float, but not swimming. I think it's one of the hardest things that I'm trying to do. I even failed at school with that. I had the
swimming
class.
College?
Yeah. Back in college. But I actually failed. And I have to repeat that subject again.
You can try diving even if you're a non-swimmer. You can, actually. So,
wow.
Maybe in the near future, I will see you in our group trying free diving.
Yes, thank you so much. And you know, I got really, I can see that you were very, very passionate of what you're doing. That's why I really invited you to this podcast. Yeah, because I really see in the pictures like
every
almost
day.
You know, most of your I think it's almost every day. Yeah.
Hopefully, I can share in this podcast. Maybe I can share what I do for a living, and also what I do to what do you call this? Continue on living. I mean, does that make sense? What I do,
it definitely makes sense.
Because eventually, what you do for a living will, even if you're passionate about it, you're gonna feel stressed or maybe burnout sometimes. So there should be something you should be doing beyond whatever it is that you're passionate about. That's very, very different from what you're doing for a living. So that if in case you're feeling stressed or burnout, you can do this other stuff with no hint of that job or the thing that you're doing for or to earn. It's very dapat the two should be very, very different from each other.
Yes, amazing. So just want to ask a bit before we get started. So how's the industry during this time? How's the insurance industry?
First, of course, we're also affected. I mean, everyone is affected by the pandemic.
Yes.
But eventually, people realize that insurance is a must, or someone, or in the family, or the breadwinner, or someone who's earning in the family should have one, because we don't know. We can't see the virus. I mean, we don't know what we're dealing. So you have no idea if the moment you come back at your home, you brought the virus with you. So that will cause your family a financial burden, maybe. We don't know, because I know... what I knew about the expenses, if in case you got hit by the COVID-19, you will probably spend a minimum of 1.4 million. That's the minimum expenses you'll incur if in case you got hit by the COVID-19. So if in case you don't have HMO, healthcare, insurance, where would you get the money to spend for that? So in these trying times, they realize people realize that it's a must that you have protection or your so
right
yeah
including me
even, everyone,
of course.
So the insurance industry we are affected, but we are surviving.
Right. Yeah, and also for me, right. Although, you know, as I'm a breadwinner and, you know, I already got this policy years ago already. And of course, I realized that, you know, we need income protection. We need something to protect us in case, you know, things happen to us. You know, we don't want to be fear-based, but, you know, we're just looking at the reality of, you know, of life.
Especially if someone's dependent on the income you're giving or the income you're giving to the family, you really have to protect yourself. You really have to protect that income. Because, again, someone will continue on living if in case something happened.
Yep, that's right. So, please tell us about your, you know, your day-to-day life as someone who manages this team of insurance agents. Can you tell how do you do things? How do you manage?
What I do in a daily, day-to-day basis or in a daily basis really changed once the pandemic started. It's very, very different now than it was months ago or last year. At the old normal, I always see to it that I meet my team every week, or I meet my team twice a week if with everyone. But individually, I meet them once a week. Right now, I can't do that. I mean, some of my team can't even go out of their homes. I also recently, just last week, I have two or three who got isolated because a family member got contact with a COVID-19 positive. So we can't really see each other. I mean, we can only see each other virtually. So I'm doing Zoom. I'm in front of my iPad. I'm in front of my computer. I'm meeting them virtually, which is for me it's much harder than the old normal.
Right.
I mean, we don't have what we call the 8-to-5 job that you have to go to the office. Most of my time during this new normal, I'm inside my home. I wake up 6 a.m. to spend time for my dog. Then I have to prepare for the day because right now I'm also doing trading, stock trading. I do that the whole morning. Then the afternoon, that's where I meet either personally or via Zoom clients or my team. Then after that, in the evening, I do some I watch videos regarding stock trading then also. Somehow it's the same as the old normal. It's just that it's all virtual. So
virtual now. Yeah.
Facing my gadgets. I'm facing my tech, my iPad and my computer the whole day.
Right. I think this COVID has, you know, forced us to go everything virtual, right? I think we're doing it that way. I think almost all of our activities now is
even
virtual.
Some client inquiries. I have clients this pandemic that I haven't met personally. I only met via Zoom. It's awkward. I don't know. I'm not used to meeting people virtually because I love talking to people who are in front of me. I can see their faces. I can see how they react, how they react on those plans you're saying or those oh my gosh, I forgot the word.
Yeah, no problem. You've got time.
Those Anyway, never mind. I maybe I will.
I can't find word either.
my vocabulary is loading.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay.
I just woke up like few minutes ago.
Right. I'm really sorry about that. Actually.
So, I'm sorry if I can't, like, my mind is not cooperating.
Yeah, that's all right. So maybe we should go. We should go back to it later.
Remember by that time.
Let's move on. Yeah, we can. Yes. You know, maybe by the flow of this podcast, we can remember it. We can go back to it later. So yeah. So how were you able to, to become who you are today? You know, before you were just. I think you were just an agent, and then how did you become
a manager or a manager? I am who I am well today, or I am where I am today because I think because of the help of some people. I mean, I can't do it alone. And I'm actually the person who. Not used to getting help, but I realized it in this industry that you need help. I mean, you have to ask for help because you can't do it alone. I started with Sun Life when I was, I think, 20 years old or 20, 21 years old. I'm 25 right now, and at that 4 years with Sun Life, I think I have grown, or my growth was very, very exponential when it comes to not just handling money, but also with my relationship to people. Also I can't say that I'm there yet. I'm still far from the success that I wanted to have, and but I can say that from the 21-year-old I was back when I started, I was I'm very, very different from that person already. And I my advice to your listeners and to whoever it is listening to this, that whatever it is that you set out for yourself, you have to make sure that you love it. That it sets fire in your heart. That every time when you wake up in the morning, you feel excited. That you're not drugging yourself. That you're not drugging yourself from your bed just to get into that work, but because you don't love what you're doing. I mean, for me, that's the biggest I can take, or that's the biggest lesson that I got from this job, because I wouldn't get through some problems or from some hurdles that I went through if I didn't love this, if I'm not passionate about this job that I have.
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Go.
Sorry. I think what really helps you is that, you know, you love what you're doing. And one more thing that I have to add, based on my observation, yes, yes, is that you had a
and
mentor.
I'm very,
right?
Very thankful for that mentor that I have. I mean, can I say his name?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Today, if not for Nino, Chris Marcasono, my unit man, my sales manager, from Sun Life, he
Oh, shout out to Nino.
He hired me even if he wasn't sure if I can do the job that I'm set out to do. He hired me while I was 20 years old, and he said, "You're too young for this job. I mean, this job requires requires a person with maturity, because you will be handling people's money, you'll be handling strangers' money. How can I be sure that you can do that job?" He said that. He said that exact words to me. Then I was rejected at first. Then after a week, he messaged me back and said, "Let's try. Maybe you're really for this job." And ever since, I was really, really thankful that he took a leap of faith in me. I mean, he accepted whatever it is I can bring to the table, and I think I didn't let him down in those more than 4 years I'm with Sun Life. I think I didn't let him down, and I won't let him down.
Yes, that's amazing. Yes. And of course, this is your first job. Wow.
Only job.
The fact that you stayed for a very long time. Yeah, the fact that you stayed for your first job for a very, very long time is just remarkable.
It was not easy. I mean, it was just not a walk in the park. It's not easy. But life can be bearable if we love what we're doing. I mean, life's not easy, but it can be bearable if every day what we are doing, we're passionate about it and we love it. So to your listeners, choose something that you love and work hard on.
Oh, that's super inspiring. And you know, you know, only a few people can do that. You know, being the first job and then staying there for a long time. Yeah. Actually, my first job, yeah, and you don't even see living, you know, living on that company
I can only see myself under the bright rays of Sun Life.
That's amazing.
And I have friends go to me for advice regarding those jobs they have that are dragging or are consuming their energy because they don't love that job and they don't see a future in that company anymore. So, I mean, the fact that they're coming to me for an advice regarding something that I've been I was not actually sure that I'm doing. They can only see it, but I can't see it for myself. Then, because my friends and they're it's not just a few friends. It's a lot of them, and that's I think that's the time I have to be more vocal about it, because I can inspire some people. To choose whatever it is that they love and, you know, work hard.
All right. Okay, so I guess I want to insert this a little bit, because you mentioned about people dreading from their jobs, right? I learned this in a very hard way. You know, during those times that I got dreaded at work, you know, I'm not feeling it anymore. Chances are you're gonna be lazy, and you're ineffective, you're unproductive at work, and at the same time, you would really, really do things that would violate the company's rules. You know, and the hard way. During my time as a call center, you know, I didn't like it anymore. I don't like the process of doing it. So what I did is that I skipped the queuing time. I skipped the queuing time before I would receive the call by unplugging the Ethernet cable and then replugging again.
The thing you do,
yeah. You literally.
Were you doing and then, this to get fired? I'm not sure.
I was just, you know, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And I think everybody at the time,
okay.
I think everybody at the time was doing it already, which is really toxic. Good thing that it was already fixed.
Mm.
I got caught. Other people were caught.
Yeah.
Some of them were fired. Luckily, I was not able to, you know, redeem myself a little bit.
I can't see myself doing those. I'm not sure. It's too. I can't do that with my own company, of course, because I mean, I love Sun Life. I mean, you'll just like what you said. You'll do that because you're dreading your job and you don't like it anymore. So, to avoid those scenarios, let's just maybe find a way to find whatever it is that sets our heart on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Yeah, it's a very funny experience. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we have to move on now. All right, let's pivot a little bit into diving now. So how did you become interested in diving?
I just started learning free diving last year. This month, October, it's my 1 year. It's my first year learning or doing free diving. I started October, if I'm not mistaken, October 20 or October 19, 2019. I got interested into free diving when I started earning, and I can say that I'm able to afford traveling already. So I went to some places. And most of those places have beaches or have snorkeling activity. Then that's where I realized that I could have enjoyed the trip more if I know how to dive. Then I saw Erwan Yusuf's vlog. I mean, you know Erwan. He has this vlog.
Yeah.
I think it's he went free diving into to Apo Reef in Mindoro and in Bohol, Panglao Bohol. Then after few weeks watching those vlogs, I set out and I searched for a group here in Iloilo. It's called Iloilo Free Divers. So there's a group of free divers here in Iloilo that's they're offering lessons into free diving. Then I immediately joined the said event. Then that's where I learned. That's how I started. The process of learning free diving was actually simple. I spent 2 days learning the basics, learning how to equalize, learning the use of the snorkel and the mask, learning how to duck dive, and most especially learning the safety aspect of the free diving. It's very, very important that a free diver shouldn't dive alone. A free diver should have a buddy every time he or she dives, because there are lots of course, danger when it comes to open water. We're diving into an open water place. It's not just the pool or whatever secluded area. So it's very, very dangerous. So it's important that you don't dive alone. So it was a very, very enjoyable experience. I was really happy that I got to learn the activity. And until now, I'm supposed to go to Antique tomorrow, but I'm not sure if because of work, I'm not sure if I can go to Antique to freedive tomorrow.
Yeah, because of the demands of the work.
Yes, for me,
which is all right. It's okay. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
And I guess I guess the you mentioned about having being in the community. I think that's really very, really important when you're gonna learn something, because I just want to relate this to mine as well. When I learned doing the arcade game, I don't know if you familiar of DDR or Pump It Up. When you're young, you have to step your feet into the arrow pads. It's really a fun game. Kinda. Dance Revolution, but it's Pump It Up. So it has five. At first I did. I did cringe at that, but I just focused on my goal, and eventually I found the community. So I think that's very important as well, and it's. I think there is something. I think you can learn faster by having a community around than learning by yourself. Yes.
And
it's faster,
I mean, you can
and it's better
to those groups. Yeah, you're with. So that's much better than learning alone.
Right, and you'll have fun too. It's more fun when you have the more the merrier.
And I get
right?
to meet, amazing people because of the Iloilo Freedivers. I met a lot of friends that I will treasure them for forever. And I hope I can still meet a lot of people because of free diving.
Yeah. It's really amazing. Yeah, just looking by the pictures, what you're doing. Right, it's super amazing. So, okay. Maybe let's move forward now into you mentioned about Antique, right? Antique as a diving spots. What are your what's your favorite diving spot?
Here in Panay, we have San Joaquin, Iloilo. We have Antique. Haven't tried any spots anywhere in the up north. I'm not sure if it's north, Estancia or Carles. Is it north? We haven't tried that. We went there, but it's not for free diving. Our main spot is in Nogas Island here in Antique. And ever since ECQ here in Iloilo lifted, I've been doing free diving every week or every other week. So I haven't really stopped. because of the pandemic, and we went from marine sanctuary to another marine sanctuary just to find a diving spot. So we somehow scoured the place from San Joaquin to Antique, and if you're in Panay, you don't need to go far. I mean, there's Antique and there's San Joaquin. But if in the whole Philippines, I can say Palawan is one of the best, and Cebu. I've been to Bohol, I've been to Cebu, I've been to Davao, I've been to Palawan, and some of those. I tried diving in Davao last year. But it was scuba diving. It's not free diving, but the underwater, they have the best diving spot also, Davao. And hopefully after this pandemic, I can start traveling again and try. I haven't tried diving in those other places besides Davao, because I haven't learned free diving when I went there. So hopefully after this pandemic, I can go back and try free diving in those places.
Wow. So Palawan, Davao, Nogales Island, those are the top spots. I see. I'm not sure
if there are
really haven't heard.
Maybe there's a diving spot, or maybe there are reefs. So we haven't tried there yet.
Yeah, I got it. And you know, I really haven't heard anything about, you know, Chappies having a diving spot. I don't really know. Okay. Now, this part is very interesting, because you're doing this, being a manager, and then you're doing this diving. Now, how do you balance being, you know, doing those two things at the same time?
Saying, I don't know if you can just translate it in English, that if gusto mo may paraan. There's a way. That's the
yeah. If there's a will, and, there's a way. Yeah.
Because I can manage translation. Well, that's it. And I don't want to sacrifice this something that I love for something that I also love. So I have to manage my time well to enjoy both of those things. And diving actually only takes my weekends. It doesn't take the whole 7 days. I do diving when I know it's already time to rest. It's already time to unwind because of the burnouts, because of the stress. I do. That's when I know that I really, really, really need to dive. My weekdays are for, of course, for Sun Life. And unless though I have some business to take care of on the weekends, then I have to choose Sun Life over diving. I will still choose Sun Life over anything. But if it's time for me to unwind and rest, I have to choose that diving.
Right. Yes, it's very, very important to unwind and rest. You know, if for me, you know, right now I don't judge myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm working on two jobs, doing ESL and being an assistant, and doing this at the same time. You know, my key is that if I'm not feeling it, then you know, I'm not feeling it. I won't do it. Right?
I don't want to hate because if you feel the stress, if you feel the burnout, and you don't have something to release those stress and those whatever that you're feeling, I might hate Sun Life because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm just avoiding to hate something that's giving me setting my heart on. That's giving me the passion or to wake up in the morning to feel excited something. I don't want to hate that. So I have to my self onto something else because of those stress and those burnout. Because I love it, so I don't want to hate because of the of all the stress and all the
yes.
problems that I'm feeling.
Yeah, it's nice you said that because you know, having that hobby aside from your main job, if you spend time on it, even just for a little bit, will allow you to, you know, be energized to be more productive on your job.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a really, really amazing. So, okay. Now, what are some of the things that you have learned? I think you mentioned already some, but what are the some of the most important things you've learned throughout this journey, being a manager and also being a free diver?
I will still say what I said earlier that I think my most favorite lesson that I got from Sun Life is, again, love what you do, because I learned I actually had no idea about the job at first when I applied for it, but I learned to love the job, and I think for me, loving what I do, it as what I said, it makes me more effective. It for me, it will not feel like work because of the passion I have and because of the love I have for what I do. And yes, as what I said also, burnout, stress, problems, all of those will still be there. I mean, those are part of the journey. And for me, you will enjoy the burnout, the problems, and the stress because you love what you're doing. I mean, that's just one way of saying that you're embracing those and you're solving those problems because, again, you love the job you have. You won't have the energy or you won't have the passion to solve whatever it is you have, whatever the problem you have with your job, if you don't love your job. Again, it's like you're creating the problem, you're not solving the problem. If you hate, like, I think, like what you did, Kim, you're just creating right. what you said earlier. And in regards to that, I think embracing your fears head on. I mean, that's the first thing I learned about diving, because I haven't mentioned that I actually had anxieties with deep waters. If I can see the bottom, I'm scared if I can see the bottom of the ocean. And right now, that anxiety is still there, but I can manage the fears that I have with the ocean. And I'm diving 20 meters or more. I can't reach the 20 meters though. I can only reach 10 meters, but we're diving in open water that you really, really can't see the bottom. So for me to have conquered that fear because of free diving is such an amazing feeling to conquer. And what I did was just embrace the fear. I mean, the fear was there when I started, but I just don't mind that. Don't mind the beat of your heart. Just go and enjoy what what free diving can give you some. So, yun, embrace the fear.
I think it also comes with you appreciating the nature. I think so, yeah. Because you know what's in the bottom of the ocean? There's wonders in there, right? Fishes and corals. I think that's one thing or one lesson that you know, maybe we can learn as well. Appreciating what's in front of us, what's, you know, the nature.
You should.
Although I haven't tried diving, but I actually traveled by... Yeah, but I traveled, so I get to learn to appreciate the nature. Yeah, you know? So I think that relates to it a little bit. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, lastly, before we end this podcast, just wanna know about your social media handles. So where should we follow you?
I'm mostly
where should we contact?
I have Twitter, I have Instagram, but those are for my private life. The IG and the Twitter, but I'm active
private
in Facebook. Yeah. You can search my name. But my name was my name spells p.v.me Rakabar. So it's not just P. Yes, Kim?
Oh. Do you... do you have a username on Facebook?
I know I have, like, but I'm not sure what's my username. But I know I yes.
It doesn't matter. I can maybe research that later on, right? We can.
P dot.
But it's P dot V.
P dot V. So you can on Facebook.
All right, we got it, folks, listeners. Yes. So to those who are listening and you want to follow her, please, add her as a friend, as a friend on Facebook, or yes, you can also reach her out by sending a message. Yeah. Great. Okay, so that's it for this episode. So it's really amazing. thank you so much for being on TV. I really appreciate your time, even though you have a lot of things going on. And I hope to see you again in person.
In college? I think so. I hope.
Yeah. 4 years ago.
Whenever.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. So thank you again, PP. See ya. All right. Good night. Take care.